From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Once it seemed like the policy of allowing women to serve in combat positions would never change.
I'm deeply concerned over the Navy's seemingly incontrovertible attitude toward women in the military.
That U.S. Senator played by Anne Bancroft got Demi Moore into the Navy SEALs in the 1997 movie G.I. Jane. But Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is doing it for real. He's lifting the military's official ban on women in combat positions. This is going to open up hundreds of thousands of additional frontline jobs to women, jobs that pay more and offer better opportunities for promotion for women. What do you think about that decision?
I am a U.S. Army veteran, served in Iraq from 2005 to 2006 with an infantry brigade, the 172nd Stryker Brigade. And I have come under fire. I have been awarded my combat action badge. I've served with both men and women in combat. And I am very pleased that the DOD decided to allow women to serve in combat roles, mainly because we already have been. There is no more front line, as we know, when it comes to the war on terror. And also, I think a lot of women veterans, such as myself, who have been in combat, deserve the respect when we come home from our citizens in a way that acknowledges what we did and contributed in wartime. When I came home, people called me a secretary, and the people who greet the soldiers coming off the plane, the USO people, they didn't applaud for me. They just gave me one look and kind of ignored me until the male soldier behind me came off the plane, and then they clapped for him, even though I did pretty much the same job he did. So I am glad that women are going to finally get the respect that they already deserve in the military.
Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. I'm particularly interested in hearing from active service military who would be affected by this, women who might want to opt for these combat positions, men who might be serving alongside them. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. This has been a charged issue in various parts of the military over the years. I can remember some years ago sitting in the mess of a nuclear submarine at the Bangor base, talking to about 15 of the sailors, the submariners, and to a man, at least in this public discussion, they said they were against women serving in submarines. Your thoughts on this, particularly if you are now or have been active military. Defense Secretary Panetta is going to be revealing more details about this plan to allow women into combat roles at 1 o'clock in about 15 minutes from now. But here's what we know. The push did not come from civilian officials. It actually came from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The rule allows branches of the military armed services to keep the ban on women serving in combat roles for some specific jobs. For example, Green Berets. But those branches of the military service, the Army, the Marines, would have to present specific reasons for that exclusion and get those exemptions approved. So what do you think of the change? Long overdue? 206-543-5869. 206-543-KUOW. Do you think having women in combat roles is problematic? 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. We've got Steve on the line. Steve, I understand you're calling from Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
That's correct.
Tell me what you think about this proposal that's coming out today.
Well, just like the caller said earlier, you know, women have been in combat. I've been in units. I've been to Iraq three times and Afghanistan once. So I've been in units where women have been in combat, but just a by-the-way sort of combat because there are no front lines. But for women to be directly involved in combat where you have to stay in an area for an extended period of time, not to mention it is a distraction. And it is something that that's the reason why they're not allowed to be in special operations. So while our Secretary of Defense has lifted this and allowed women to be in combat roles, they pretty much were already in combat roles.
Right.
The problem is that, you know, they're still not allowed into these elite forces, and that's the reason why. It's a distraction, and they have certain physical limitations that they cannot do the same things that men can, regardless of their physical shape. It comes down to a health thing.
Now, as I understand it, they will need to meet the same physical limitation tests that you would need to meet to serve in a combat role.
Well, the problem is not just, you know, can a woman lift as much as I can, or can she run as fast? Because certainly I'm sure that there are several women that can. The issue is whether or not they can be in an austere environment for months at a time without having certain facilities available for them. That's what it comes down to.
We're at 206-543-5869. If you'd like to respond to what Steve had to say or add to what he had to say, do that, 800-289-5869. We'd like to hear from some women who are serving, want to serve, or have served in the military, too. Steve, you said the word distraction twice. Could you be a little more specific? How would it be a distraction for women to be in a combat role, say, alongside you?
Well, you know, the distraction comes down to a lot of women that I've served with have gotten pregnant in combat zones, in combat areas, and also just the whole chivalry deal. When it comes down to a male or a female soldier, chivalry still exists because we are men and we're women. And whether we like it or not, we can't be that equal across the board when it comes to going after a soldier. And that's what it comes down to, essentially. It's just the tension between the two sexes.
Yeah.
and some of the tension that brings apart.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned chivalry. So one of your fears might be that men in a combat unit may want to act chivalrously toward the women at the expense of the mission?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've seen it happen before.
Give me an example of where you've seen it happen.
Well, I've seen it happen where decisions have been made because we had to go to an outpost that women were at. Actually, it was one female lieutenant. And we had to travel during a time where there was a high rate of our convoy being attacked by an IED because she had to get to a different location. Fortunately, no lives were lost that day. But we had to travel when intel suggested otherwise, that it would not be safe to travel during that time.
Thanks so much for sharing your views with us, Steve, and I really appreciate you doing that. Maybe you're at JBLM also today. You've got the same thoughts or different thoughts. If you're someone who agrees with Steve, disagrees with Steve, give us a call. Kind of a major change in military policy taking place today with the announcement of the details from Defense Secretary Leon Panetta about allowing women into combat positions. Let's continue by going to Bert, who joins us from Des Moines today. We're at 206-543-5869 if you'd like to join in with your comments about this decision that happened today. Bert, thanks so much for taking the time to give us a call. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, I wasn't in combat, but out of a four-year tour in the Marine Corps in the 1950s, I was in a platoon pulling isolated duty at an island in the Gulf of Alaska. In our particular company, there were available absolutely, well, very nearly no women. One of the very few that was available, though, was being competed for by a couple of the senior NCOs. This resulted in a plot to kill our gunnery sergeant, which was foiled, fortunately, by the officer of the day. But I think this is an example of the dissension that we can get with men who are absolutely... I guess you'd have to say horny as can be.
So the situation where you're in an isolated situation intensifies the sexual tension, and you see it as bringing on problems.
Yeah, you said it a lot better than I could.
Well, Bert, I just picked up on what you were telling me. Thanks a lot for your call. 206-543-5869. 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. There's a career aspect to this, and if you've served in combat, maybe you can inform me about this. It's my understanding that serving in combat is kind of a ticket you must punch if you're going to move ahead in the military. And one of the reasons that women have wanted this, and one of the reasons that there's been a lawsuit about this, was the idea that you were being held back. Last November, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a federal lawsuit challenging this ban, and the ACLU talked about one of their plaintiffs, Major Mary Jennings Hagar, a Air National Guard helicopter pilot Haggar was shot down, returned fire, and was wounded while on the ground in Afghanistan, but she couldn't seek a combat leadership position because the Defense Department did not acknowledge her experience as combat. So it was having that acknowledged in that way that would have allowed her to move forward. She was not able to move forward. 206-543-5869. We heard a couple of callers talking about why they thought this was a bad idea. We heard a woman talk about how she thinks it's well overdue. What do you think? Let's go to Anthony. He's listening to us this afternoon on The Conversation. Anthony, what do you think of this decision?
Yeah, good afternoon. I served in the Army Reserve overseas and stateside for 25 years. And in my experience, women are fully capable. The social dynamics and the protocols are definitely going to have to be worked out, especially in light of all the problems with sexual harassment and sexual assault that the military is going through.
What does that mean? Could you give me an example of what you mean by the protocols have to be worked out? Like, what needs to be worked out?
Basically, when you have a culture that has been, fairly patriarchal and male-dominated, and you're introducing women, it's like racism down south. You can pass every law that you want, but at the end of the day, people have to change their way of thinking and their way of acting and really buy into it.
But there are women already serving in the military. This would be serving in combat positions. Why do you think those societal issues that exist no matter what the chain of command is would be particularly intensified in a combat position?
Basically, because in the current conflicts, unlike previous, it's a war of small units. It's not a war of majors, lieutenant colonels, and generals. It's a war of sergeants and lieutenants and possibly captains. And the nature and intensity of the combat, creates a heightened, level of stress where, people may behave in ways that they wouldn't stateside, due to deprivation of sleep, of food, of having to make life and death decisions at a very young age. But if you look at the historical record, the Russians during the Second World War used women as combat soldiers and snipers, and they performed admirably, if not outperforming their male counterparts. So there is a historical precedent for women in combat.
So I hear you saying you think it's a good idea, but some things would need to be worked out?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that sometimes these issues were not thought through, and I think the high percentage of military sexual assault and sexual harassment result from the fact that the cultural norms have not changed to meet the changing legislation.
Anthony, that's
I have a very low tolerance in my career. I never tolerated that behavior. I went out of my way to be a mentor and to be a leader to the women, and it pains me that not all the NCOs in our armed forces take that role of theirs seriously. It's a sacred trust.
Anthony, thank you so much for calling. And Anthony brings up an important point. As we've reported on public radio, the rising incidence of sexual assaults in the military already. In a combat zone, it seems as though there might be a lot of you'd be too preoccupied to let that happen. But I don't know. I've never been in a combat zone. Maybe you've got some insight into that. Let's go to Andrea listening to us today in Seward Park. Andrea, what do you think about the decision by the Secretary of Defense to allow women into combat roles?
Well, I just want to say that I don't have military experience myself. But following up on what the just previous caller said, the things I heard from some of the men before were just that it would be a distraction and that men wouldn't be able to control themselves and this sort of thing. And, it seems like that's not anything to do with the woman's performance. And it's time for everybody to act as a grown-up and control themselves. And I think, we look at some other cultures here that have the same sort of philosophies in a more extreme way, saying a woman needs to be covered from head to toe or else men won't be able to control themselves. And we certainly think that that's excessive in our culture. I don't see why we can't take it to the next level and say that everyone can be an adult and control themselves. And I think that women will do just fine there, and they absolutely should have that opportunity.
Fair enough. Andrea, thanks for your phone call. Do you agree that we just need to act like adults? Do you agree that we will? And if this change goes into place and women are serving alongside men in combat? Sarah's on the line, and she's calling us today from Olympia. Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time to give us a call. What do you think about this?
Well, I'm really glad for your last two speakers, because when I first turned on the radio and started hearing some of the earlier speakers, I thought I was listening to a podcast from the 1950s talking about women being a distraction. and meeting facilities. I mean, those arguments have been used to keep women out of so many other forces. And I think it's great that this glass ceiling is broken, because one of the best ways to change the culture and the patriarchy in our military is to have women able, who are very much more than several, as your previous caller said, I'm sure are going to be able to keep up with men in elite combat forces. And at that point, you know, when you start having women succeeding in those roles and being able to move up to the higher ranks of the military after having proven themselves on the combat field, I think it will help to change the culture.
Yeah.
And I think that we will see a decrease in the sexual harassment that's happening.
Sarah, thanks a lot for your phone call. And we'll leave the last word to the Tacoma News Tribune today, that reports that despite the fact that women have not been in combat roles, it's not as though they've been safe. They report about 15 female service members who called Washington State home or were assigned to military installations who've died in war zones since September 11, 2001. The most recent casualty, Specialist Brittany Gordon, a Joint Base Lewis McChord Stryker Brigade intelligence soldier who was killed in an October 13th insider attack by a man wearing an Afghan uniform and a suicide vest. Women are in danger, but they are not allowed to be in combat and accrue some of the benefits that military people get to accrue when they are in that situation. David Hyde produces our program with Arwen Nixon. We get production help from Cameron Drews. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.